daily activities took me somewhere else. So I will have a look, and it's nice to see that this launch actually went southerly as opposed to north. So anyway, glad to hear about the kids, and yeah, man, I mean, this is a, probably a big thing for them, you know. I mean, us elders here, I mean, it's like, okay, a balloon launch, pretty cool, yep, but for the kids, man, this must be super to them.
Good morning. The time is 9 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I even get excited about it. I'm in this part of the country, but I'm expected to get a launch for myself, actually, probably in the next couple of weeks. I got a chirp program to program my cross-band repeat portable that's going to be on the balloon. So I'll be excited to get that up there and going. But it's all one day at a time, I guess. Over.
So, Emil, is that a full balloon launch, or is that just the kite that you've been speaking of?
Actually, it would be a good day for the kite today, but I have to find a baseball field to put it up. But, no, I'm waiting to get the equipment on board first. I've got to get the tracker, and then I have to get the portable program for the crossband repeat. Go ahead.
Very good. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know, Emil. I was just checking in here to the hub. I have another ham on another frequency that I'm going to QSY to here very shortly, so I'll pass it back to you for a final. And you're sounding great, your station's sounding good, and hopefully you'll get your balloon up there and eventually your kite. Wouldn't it be interesting if you can do both at the same time? Ooh. Yeah, too much, eh? Too much stimulation there. Too much work. Anyway, talk to you later, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa from Victor Alpha 3, Julie Papa X-ray.
Yeah, very good there, James. Okay, it's 7-3. I see someone on the 420 there, so I'm going to give them a call. Kilo Alpha 5, Victor Alpha Yankee. Kilo Alpha 5, Victor Alpha Yankee. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. You want the frequency there, Lloyd? Over.
This is Kilo Alpha 5, Victor Alpha Yankee. So, actually just finally got Echo Link on the phone. I've got a few other radios, but I was just kind of bouncing around, seeing what it sounded like and everything, how well it came through. Hopefully I'm coming through all right on my end. I'm down here in Enid, Oklahoma. Just taking a lazy Saturday morning for now.
Echo Link, when you're using it on the phone, you can only dial out or you can only call out. You can't receive calls. But if you go to your laptop, then you can have conferences on your laptop on Echo Link. I've been using it for about 30 years, and it's part of the setup that we have here, where you're connected actually now to. This talk group is connected to All-Star, DMR, IRLP, and Hams over IP. So I probably forgot one. But no, it's all good. It's all tied together in one great system there. Over.
Yeah, I've been behind quite a while. I'd say, originally got my license, I'd say around 2008 or 9, and moved a few times and put everything up, and just in the last 6 or 8 months, picked the hobby back up and pulled everything out. And I'll tell you what, I mean, that technology has changed quite a bit. I mean, there's so much more you can do now that I didn't realize. And yeah, so I mean, I guess if this has been around a while, it's still new to me. I'm still amazed by it and enjoying it.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's what I like about it. Had a portable in hand for 50 years. It seems every day you learn something new, and every day you meet new people. So I think, and also it's a hobby of 1,000 rooms. Back 3 years ago, I fell into the foxhole of monitoring Pico balloons. Those are balloons that are sent up there by ham operators, and there's actually about 300 of them circling the globe. And amazing technology that takes place up there, Homer.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. Look into that. Another reason I kind of thought about getting back into it was just to help community service-wise, emergency communication, things like that, which is I didn't go out right now. Still feel pretty green picking everything back up, but I think 2 days ago here in Enid, we had I think it's been rated preliminary EF4 go through well out by the Air Force base that's here in town and hit the outskirts of town, and I know a lot of them guys have picked it up and jumped in there to try and help with, like I said, emergency communications. But like I said, as green as I am picking it back up, I figured I'd be more in the way than help, so I'm just kind of listened on that side. But other than that, I ain't got a lot going on. I got some stuff on the stove here. I'm going to get really appreciate coming back, letting me know my audio and everything's good. Like I said, this whole thing's just fascinating to me. And with that, I'll say 7-3s and turn it back over to you. This is KA5VAY.
Very good there, Lloyd. Well, if you get a chance, check out my QRZ. And if you want to see the actual launch of a Pico balloon, you go to YouTube, put my call sign down, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. It's only a 6-minute video, but you'll actually see the payload. It just sits in the palm of your hands, and it reminds me of a monarch butterfly, to tell you the truth. So with that, we'll see 7-3, Lloyd. Thanks for dropping by, and like I tell everyone, there's always someone here to take your call. Simply just give your call out there, and someone will always come back to you. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, clear on the side.
Emil, are you still here? VE1 Echo Papa, VA3 JPX.
Yeah, go ahead there, James. Over.
Yeah, Emil, I'm looking in Washington, and I'm not seeing anything regarding a balloon with a VE call on it. So, what was it? I know you said it was a Dash 15, but I'm not seeing anything there.
Yeah, the website is called amateursunhub.org, and it should, when the website comes up, you'll see maybe you got it on one day, or maybe 12 hours. You'll have to go to one day because it's been 19 hours, over.
Okay, all right. I've always used zonehub.org, but I've never used amateur.zonehub.org. So, okay, I'll have a look. Okay, just found it. That's interesting because I never had to use amateur first. It's always been zonehub.org, and I could see all the balloons that were launched, you know, from the boys. So I don't know. Maybe it's changed, but I got them now. Thanks, Emil.
Yeah, no worries. One Echo, Papa, Portable, clear.